Talk us through what happened last night. Give us an update.
Okay. Well, last night we had Arthur's Day. So from quite an early hour yesterday evening, we had students returning to the estate. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, Billy, these aren't only college. This is school children known. Their parents are known to me coming back to the estate. Now, my five-year-old daughter was out at 7 o'clock yesterday coming home from the shop with her dad, and there was a naked thug running up and down the road. I mean, at five, I'm sorry, my child shouldn't have to see this.
At five in the afternoon?
At seven in the evening it was, but my child is five. The guards are being called, they're coming out, ask them to move, and they drive out of the estate. Like last night, we were asked to leave a house because we were becoming a safety issue. The same house, there was 38 thugs asked to leave, and 3 8-seater taxis were called to clear the rest of them. And we are the safety issue. Now, taxis are a huge problem in our estate. The other night at 12:20 in the morning, so most people had left the estate at this stage that were going to town, that was on Wednesday, 41 taxis were counted entering the estate in 15 minutes. Now, these taxis are not called to our estate. They're just coming touting. We had one taxi last night. He was asked to leave. He'd no business. There was no one on the road. He was asked to leave at 12:45 and he was back in at 12:47 again. Going around just driving. Like, it's not a rank. And this is, it's becoming increasingly dangerous. I mean, we were on one road the other day and there was 54 cars parked. On this road is 47 residential houses. So there was 47 cars in the driveways belonging to the 47 houses.
Okay.
And a further 54 cars parked on the road.
And then why? Because the owners
whoever was coming
had come to party.
Yeah.
This went on for, we were out there for over 2 hours last night, policing the street. And it just, it was quiet at first, but then it just seemed to, everybody just seemed to come out of nowhere.
And is this worse than it ever has been?
Yeah, I've never seen it so bad in all the years I've been down there. At the beginning of the year, it's just absolutely disgraceful. And we can't put up with it any longer. And we're not going to put up with it any longer.
When you say you're not going to put up with it any longer, what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to do everything we can do within the law. You know, we're going to keep on policing the streets. We're going to go out every night. As Michelle said, security, there's only a few of them there. They can only do so much. And we will back them up with the rest of it.
Now, who provides the security you're talking about?
The college provides
the security. Union, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, provides the security. Now, to be honest, the security guys are beating their heads against a wall. I mean, they're great.
But what is their role, Michelle?
Their role is to go around and try and keep them in off the streets, try and get them into taxis as quick as possible, try and keep houses, you know, contained. A lot of the problem travels
but these security people, they have no legal standing, have
no,
they?
No, absolutely
I mean,
none.